When I was a kid in third grade, I went out with my dad and my brothers to throw around a baseball. And we got to the park, and we all set up, and all of a sudden something caught my attention, and I began daydreaming. But I was daydreaming in such a way that my dad thought that I was looking right at him. And sort of I was, but I wasn't paying attention. And so my dad threw me this ball. And because I wasn't paying attention, this ball hit me square in the eye. It was a hard ball, and my dad threw it pretty hard. And so immediately, I went down to the ground, writhing in pain, and my eye very quickly started to blow up to the point that it was very swelled, almost so much so that it more or less looked like I was in a fight with a heavyweight boxer instead of hit by a baseball. And so my dad, because the injury was so severe, immediately took me to the emergency room, and they began to do all sorts of x-rays and tests to see if my eye was okay. And much to the doctor's surprise, I could actually see better out of the uninjured eye than I could out of the injured eye. It was because my eye was swelled up so much that it was sort of helping me squint and focus better than the other eye. They reassured my dad that I was okay, no bones were broken, but they also said, I think he might need glasses. And so I went to the eye doctor, and they confirmed what the doctors at the hospital thought, that I needed a pair of glasses. And so I went through the typical eye tests to see what my prescription should be, and I went through the practice of picking out a pair of glasses that I liked, and they took the glasses back and they put lenses in them. And the first time I put on my glasses, it was an experience that I will never ever forget. You see, because for years I had been living with imperfect vision. Things were very, very blurry, but because I had never had my eyes tested before, I didn't know. And I remember the first time I put on my glasses, I felt like I was a superhero. I felt like everything was so sharp and so clear. I felt like I could see every single blade of grass, and I was just walking around in awe. My parents remarked to me, "You didn't know what you were missing, did you?" And the truth was, I didn't, because again, my experience has taught me that the world looked not the way that it actually was, but the way that I saw it through my imperfect eyes. I share this story with you because life is sort of like that. We often see the world not as it actually is, but as our experiences teach us to see it. We see the world not as it is, but we see the world as we are. If we're having a good day, the world seems like a great and wonderful place. If we're having a bad day, we're seeing the world as maybe a darker and more difficult place. But what our scripture teaches us today is that whether we see the world one way or not, the world isn't as we see it. The world is as it actually is. You see, reality doesn't change just because we change. Reality doesn't change just because we're having a good day or a bad day. But reality is reality. It's something that we need to rediscover today in our Easter scripture reading. In our Easter scripture reading, the people celebrating the first Easter were not celebrating it like you and I celebrate a typical Easter. There was no Easter bunny, there was no ham, there was no Easter egg hunt, and there was no worship service. See, the first morning of Easter began not as a time of celebration, but as a time of mourning. Jesus had risen from the dead. That was the reality. But the followers of Jesus were not celebrating that reality because they believed that he was, in fact, dead. The women went to the tomb, were told, to prepare his body with ointments and spices. You see, they had believed, as all of Jesus' disciples did, that he was the Messiah, the Savior of the whole world. They had listened to him teach incredible things and watched him perform miracles, and they thought that he would be the one to save and restore Israel and them. But instead, much to their shock, they watched him die on the cross. And they believed it was over. They believed that all that they had hoped and dreamed in Jesus was now destroyed and put away. They thought it was impossible that the Messiah would die. But they believed that Jesus, despite not being the Messiah, was a good guy, and that he deserved to have a proper burial, that he was deserving of respect and admiration nonetheless. And so they went to the grave to prepare his body and to pay their respects. But when they got to the tomb, they saw that his body was not there. Jesus had risen from the dead. They immediately went and told the other disciples, and the other disciples came into the tomb and saw that Jesus' body was not there, and their first reaction was not one of celebration, was not one of excitement. They didn't say, "He did it! He really rose from the dead." Their first reaction was one of confusion and fear. They did not fully understand. They did not fully appreciate the reality of the resurrection. But just because they didn't appreciate the reality of the resurrection didn't mean it actually didn't happen. You see, just because their experiences made them feel grief and sorrow and sadness didn't mean that Jesus hadn't risen from the dead. Jesus rose from the dead not because they believed in it right away. Jesus rose from the dead because he rose from the dead. And it teaches us an important lesson, is that our experiences don't change the reality of Easter. You see, whether we're having a good day or a bad day, Jesus has risen from the dead. Period. End of story. And so what does that mean? What are we to take from this? How are we to live into this new reality? Well, it means a few different things. And the first thing is this. It means remembering that Easter, first and foremost, is not a holiday, but Easter is a new reality. You see, for many people, Easter is simply a day that we celebrate, we say Happy Easter, we do whatever traditions we might do, and then we move on with our lives. We think that Easter is over. It's a one-day event. But did you know that Easter, according to the Bible, is actually a 50-day event? Read it. Jesus didn't simply rise from the dead and leave and go to heaven and that was it. No, Jesus hung out for 50 days with the disciples, with his followers. He went around showing different people and reassuring different people that he had in fact risen from the dead, easing their fear, easing their pain, easing their worries. And Jesus continues to live in our world today through the Holy Spirit. See, Easter is not simply a holiday, but Easter is a current reality that we can experience today. As Christians, we don't worship a dead founder and follow his teachings. As Christians, we worship a reality that is available, that we can access today. Jesus is alive. Jesus is present in our hearts, in our gatherings, in our minds. And we can interact with the Holy Spirit. We can interact with Jesus here and now in our lives today. We can talk to Jesus as we would a friend or a family member. We can interact with him through Holy Communion, through bread and through wine. We can experience the risen Lord and Savior. And if you put your faith in that, if you interact with that, If you trust God and pray to Him, the Holy Spirit, the living reality, will change and transform your life. One of the biggest reasons that I'm convicted in my faith about the reality of Jesus Christ being alive today is every single time I have prayed to God for something, I have always felt change and transformation. It has always made a difference. Now hear me when I say, I'm not saying it made the difference that I necessarily wanted. I'm not saying that God gave me the specific thing I wanted, but change happened. Transformation happened because God loves me and God loves you. And if we interact with the risen Jesus, not simply as a teaching or a historical event, but as a reality which we can experience today, we will. The second thing that the Easter promise teaches us is this, is that your circumstances do not change the Easter reality. I mentioned before about how at times when good things happen to us, it seems like life is good, and when bad things happen to us, it seems that life is bad. But whether life is good or whether life is bad, Easter is real. The work has been done. Jesus is alive. And what that means is that we have a promise in heaven that is reserved for us, that no matter what happens to us in this life, we will experience the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. We too will one day go to heaven where we experience only love and light and joy and peace, where we are reunited with loved ones who have gone before us and will be reunited with loved ones who will come after us. It's like a person who is given a gift of $10 million. And they say to, and the person who gives it to him says to them, in 10 years, you will be given the account number for this $10 million. In 10 years, you will get this $10 million. Now, over the course of this 10 years, they have some good experiences and they have some bad experiences. They have some happy days and they have some bad days. But no matter what happens to them in the course of that 10 years, when they reach the end of that 10 years, they will have the $10 million. They will be wealthy. You see, they might have good days and bad days. They might have good experiences and bad experiences, but within that 10-year time period, one thing that they can never say is that they're poor. As Christians, because of the Easter reality, we have something so much bigger and so much better. That, yeah, we have good days and bad days. Sometimes we have bad months and bad years, but no matter what our circumstances are in this life, it does not change the inheritance that we will receive in heaven. That all of us have good days and bad days, but one thing none of us can say is that we're spiritually poor. One thing that none of us can say is that we have nothing to hope for, nothing to look forward to. So what I want to say today and remind you of today is simple. It's that Easter is more than a holiday. Easter is a reality. It's a reality you can experience today simply through prayer and worship and communion, because Jesus is just as alive today as when he rose from the dead over 2,000 years ago. And no matter what happens to you in this life, no matter what experiences you have, good or bad, happy or sad, it does not change the fact that Jesus rose from the dead, that Christ is real and present, and Easter promise is true for us. Let us pray. Holy and loving God, we give you thanks for the gift of Easter. And help us keep the Easter promise, the Easter reality in our hearts each and every day. Not as something that we simply celebrate one day out of the year, but something that we live into as a reality every single day of our lives. In your Son's holy name we pray. Amen.